have those intermittent windshield wipers again from time to time. And actually, the rain is a little bit of a subject of my talking with you tonight. I had planned right after I teach the on-ice skill session with little guys that I would have my two teams come in back-to-back, actually outdoors in the parking lot, the big cul-de-sac near the rink, to do some preseason summertime off-ice training. Maybe I don't know whether I call it training or not with the little guys. It's more training than anything. But anyway, let me get into that as soon as I tell you that I had to call off the sessions because of the rain. It's rained hard for a while, and now it almost looks like we can hold it. But it's too doggone iffy. I hate that, but it's too doggone iffy to make people drive long ways and not have the sessions. So I said first that I was going to work with my AA Mike team. They're a really young team that I know I've described to you before. But for them, I have kind of a problem, and I've even made this known to the guys that will be my assistant coaches and to the other parents. Being part of the ADM program, our league is going to have 3-on-3 games for a decent stretch at the start of the season. But then we'll kind of abruptly go right into full ice games that are going to regular games. That said, how the heck do I treat the summertime? For sure, with young kids, we want to work a lot on skills anyway. That's not a problem. At the same time, you know, when we play those 5-on-5 full ice games, kids are going to have to be ready to apply some pressure in the offensive zone, try to get the puck back and everything. Whether that's going to be a real forecheck or not remains to be seen. But, you know, they're going to have some idea of covering guys that are coming back towards their net, how to move the puck out of their zone, and some ideas about attacking, passing skills, puck handling skills, shooting skills. But, you know, the formats are so different that, let me stop myself there and say that with older players, I wouldn't have a problem at all. With older players, I'd tell them, hey, listen, even though we're going out this weekend to, or at the start of the season, we're going out to play 3-on-3 games. In practice, we're going to work on 5-on-5 and so forth. Older kids would understand that, and they'd kind of understand that the things that they're working on in their team-oriented practices, they'd be saving it for when the regulation games come up. Now, what do you tell a group of 6- and 7-year-olds? I don't believe, I give them tons of credit for being bright little guys and stuff, not taking anything away from them, but at the same time, the sense of time, I don't think it comes easily to little ones. So I don't think I could tell them the same thing as older players that, hey, save all this knowledge and we're going to put it to work in 8 or 9 or 10 weeks. So again, back to that dilemma about, besides skills training, what the heck do I do as far as X's and O's go for the summer? What I'm kind of, and I haven't totally made up my mind here yet, but I'm kind of leaning towards using the 3-on-3 format to teach principles. And I'll give you an example of that after I run down the other drills. So anyway, Boston Bandits, the program that I work with, gives each team 10 on-ice practices over the course of the summer months. And they give them some other things too, camp, and the older guys will get a tournament. But I do a little bit extra and have these off-ice sessions just so I can get more out of my on-ice practices. We've had a one off-ice practice so far with the Mites, and we've also had our first on-ice session. And I've told my parents that look for each of these practices to build upon each other. In other words, the things that we did in our very first off-ice session had a lot to do with the things that we do in our next practice, which was an on-ice save. And many of the things that we were doing the other night on the ice will trickle into the lesson plan that I prepared for tonight and so forth. They keep on building. Just can't be doing circles around the crossovers around the circles in your last practice of the year. You've got to start somewhere and have a goal in mind for the kids. You can make adjustments along the way, but still, you're always making some kind of progress. And you can take a step backwards, too, by the way. But again, the aim is to go a great distance from where you start. All right, so for the drills for the mites, I built a nice website that has separate pages for both of my teams. Those things contain video samples of things that I'd like the kids to know ahead of time or things I'd like them to do at home. And both of my teams were shown demonstration videos of guys rope skipping. And so the kids all should be practicing frequently at home with their ropes. That's the first thing that we do at both of my team practices, that the guys warm up a little bit with the ropes. Yeah, it's a way of me to kind of check and see how they're doing on their homework assignments as well. After the kids skip with the regular ropes, and actually what I'll do with those is stop them at one point and pick one of the better kids and say, hey, how about you show everybody how you're doing? And the way I do it with the little guys is I'll say, okay, everybody do it again, and I'm going to look for another champion. And they all die to be the old coach's champion for a given drill. After we do that, we move into jogging down the pavement and skipping the rope at the same time. And I even had both teams try that going backwards last week, and son of a gun, the little guys didn't do okay with it. And the third thing we do with the ropes, now this other one is a little tricky, but I had some help with it. We use the long jump ropes, and after the kids get a feel of it, they grab their sticks and they attempt to control their stick while they're jumping, and it kind of makes them get into a decent hockey posture, by the way. All of a sudden, just because they have their sticks, they start to carry themselves as they're jumping the rope. They start to carry themselves as they would on the ice. Spread feet, kind of sitting a little bit more, stick down. And part of the challenge on that, by the way, is to make sure that you avoid having your stick get tangled in the rope. And it might take a few tries, but the young guys get it just as well as the older guys. And then I finish up by throwing a dry land puck out and having the kids try to dribble the puck, maybe tap it a couple of times and then jump the rope as it goes by and get the stick out of the way and then land and dribble a couple of times again and then jump and get the stick up out of the way the next time the rope comes through. And I mentioned dry land pucks because if the rope hits a ball, the ball goes flying off a mile. So, you know, I don't care if the puck really moves that much. It's really that the kids deal with the jumping, deal with the stick, and deal with tapping the puck a couple of times down below. All right, moving on to the next drill I had the kids do. If you picture, and you can find videos on the site on this, but every defender can be seen as a batch of triangles. If you look at them from one side, there's a huge open triangle underneath this stick. If you look at them from the other side, you see that same triangle. And if you look at him as he's facing you, there's the triangle between his feet. And those are actually the vulnerable spots on a defender. So I introduced this to the young ones, and I had the kids dribble and slide the off-ice puck underneath the partner's stick and then catch it on the other side and then dribble and slide it under the stick, bring their stick up over and so forth. And the drill itself is there for you to see here on the website. Look up open triangles and I'm sure you'll find it. Once the kids got the handle on that, what I did next was to have them back up a little bit and move kind of slowly to it, that open triangle. that short to the kids, I said, this is a little bit more like you use it in the game. So you come up straight at the defender, you pull the puck onto one side, and then you throw it under a stick so you can catch the puck, get your own pass on the other side. I'm doing this because we end up doing it on the ice. And we actually, the other night, after we did the basics, we ended up attacking one of the coaches, open triangles, and from there the young player would go and attack the net. And the last couple of things here, there's also the two-step drill, which to me is one of the best drills I think I've ever invented. And man, have your kids do it. My older guys will ultimately do it on the ice, and they'd better be really, really good at it and quick at it. But anyway, for the young kids, it's kind of being stationary at first and then taking two small crossover steps to one side and then two small crossover steps to the other side. Ultimately, they'll jog a little bit in place and then try to do their crossovers while they're jogging, a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. And then I'll ask them to do it just a little bit faster. If you can picture, this is so that they can have good side-to-side agility. And with an older guy, by the way, and my little guys will be able to do this probably in a couple of months, but it's really like shadowing a guy. If you're skating forward, it might be the movements that you have to do momentarily against a guy in the corner who has the puck and he's moving side-to-side and you have to shadow him. It could be a movement that a defenseman uses, skating backwards. And the forward is coming at you, and he's skating, he's moving side to side, and you'll want to be able to mirror his movements. Something that I wanted to try tonight, because we started doing our basic crossovers around the circle. I do those a little bit differently than most guys, only that I supervise it differently. I don't think you can be too much different about the drill, but in supervising it, I tell the kids that the best guys are the ones that can do the most crossovers, so you're not getting one crossover out of the whole time around the circle. I mean, I'm getting 8 and 10 and 12, and that's really awesome, the little guys. But I was thinking to myself that I might be able to have the kids actually walk around the circle here, outdoors on the pavement, and actually simulate the crossovers that they do on ice. I know that they'd be a transfer. Unfortunately, the rain stopped us from trying it tonight, but anyway, I will let you know how that works out. Now, all of these little things that we're doing, believe it or not, they're all going to build into our pre-game and pre-practice warm-ups. I know that I've told you numerous times here within CoachChick.com that my teams have warm-up routines that are basically made out of skills that will do two things. Help them warm up and prepare for game action, but also provide repetition, like every time we ever get together, for certain skills that I deem important. All right. All of the things that I've mentioned here will, in some way, be a part of our pre-practice, pre-game warm-ups, crossovers, stops, to both sides, attacking a triangle, and so forth. Practices, I might have them bring the ropes up, ultimately. But anyway, the last thing is that in preparation for that three-on-three league at the start of our season, what I did last week was to bring three kids out in front of the rest of the group and say that supposing these front two guys are attacking the back guy's net, and this one guy is going to stay back a little bit to be our defenseman. So we'd have two attackers and one guy thinking a little bit more conservatively. And then I'd say, okay, what happens though if this back guy gets the puck and he has a chance to move up and attack the net? And we all reasoned together that one of the guys up front would have to jump back and fill in for that defender that's moved up. What do you think? To be perfectly honest with you, it's going to help us in our 3-on-3, but I honestly believe that I came up with something that once they learn the principles, it's going to be unbelievable for them every day of their lives the rest of their hockey careers. So again, I think I'm going to try to make the best of the tactical side of the 3-on-3s to get